surrounding beaches, or just sliding in to make beach windows. Start planning now at visitstlucy.com/nets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Fort St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
For every walk this year, Striker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of minor league baseball, will be donating 1 hour to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. When pain strikes in your hip or knee, Striker encourages you to get moving and speak with your doctor to learn about the treatment options. Visit MakoSmartRobotics.com to find a doctor near you that uses Mako Smart Robotics technology.
For every walk this year, Striker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of minor league baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com.
Mets fans, the St. Lucie Mets future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and select away game stream live, the only way to watch your Mets on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use the promo code St. Lucie at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Trust CBS 12 News Storm Track Weather, keeping you and your family safe with pinpoint accuracy. Stay ahead of the storm with CBS 12 News Storm Track Weather. The choice is clear. For all your glass needs, call Glass Doctor. Any type of glass, including double pane windows, custom frameless shower enclosures, tabletops, mirrors, and more. Glass to beautify your home. Expert windshield repair and replacement. Even 24-hour emergency service for your business. Ask Glass Doctor about issues for up to 12 months against breakage. Visit glassdoctor.com to learn more or to schedule an appointment.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, and they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back out here to Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and the final game of this six-game road trip between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding St. Lucie Mets. Justin Rock with you here at Clover Park on this sunny Sunday afternoon. Daytona looking to capture the final game of this six-game series as the Mets have captured four of the first five. In this set, the Mets winning last night. Six innings were marred by a lot of confusion with the automated ball strike system, challenge system. Here in Florida State League Baseball this year, quite a few challenges were not, I would say, cleanly described or explained to both teams, and led to Gookie Dawkins, Daytona's manager, getting ejected at one point. The Mets manager, Robbie Robinson, had an argument with the umpires about it. So hopefully today's game will resolve itself with a lot less histrionics, especially in the tail end of the game. But it'll be Jose Franco to get the ball for Daytona this afternoon. Franco will make his third start of the year, fared well against the Mets out of the bullpen on Tuesday, but did allow the game-tying home run in the ninth before the Mets would walk it off in the tenth. Dominic Hamel expected to make the start for the Mets tonight. Did not pitch against the Tortugas when they met at the Jack in the early days of April. That first series of the season was the Mets' sixth-round pick last year, and he will get the ball today, the right-hander, against the Tortugas, one of the top 30 prospects in the Mets organization. We'll take a break here on the Tortugas pregame show, but earlier in the week we had a chance to sit down with a man who picked up his first career save in this series. That is right-handed pitcher Owen Holt will be our guest when we come back. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch. Mets and Tortugas, final game of this six-game series coming your way in just a matter of moments. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art, like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger, and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network, Justin Rock joined alongside outstanding right-handed reliever, that is Owen Holt. Owen, recently celebrated your 23rd birthday. A happy belated birthday to you. A lot of birthdays on this Tortugas roster here in April. What's it been like? It seems like every day somebody's celebrating a B-Day.
It's definitely kind of cool. Been around all the guys. Everyone's kind of celebrating their birthdays seemingly every day. So just great fun, great camaraderie with the guys so far.
Start of the season, you've made a couple of relief appearances so far into about our third week of full play here in Daytona Beach. How have you enjoyed your stay down here so far in the FSL?
I'm loving it. Definitely cool playing in Florida, getting to travel around. We've been to Palm Beach, and now we're at St. Lucie this week. So getting to see all these different teams from training facilities as well. Really loving Daytona, really loving the energy that the fans bring every night. So it's really fun to see.
You mentioned the fans. That's a big difference from where you were pitching at the end of last year to this year, Arizona Complex League. Maybe have a couple of scouts, a few fans sneak their way in through here. And Daytona Beach got over 1,500 fans plus screaming for you every night. What's that been like for you going out there on the mound at home and having, you know, so many screaming fans cheering you on?
Definitely a lot more adrenaline going from, you know, I remember like being at the bullpen those first few games. I'm like, it's going to be weird pitching in front of fans again. But it's great fun. I just can't wait to get out there when they're doing Piano Man and me coming in the next inning, you know.
That's a beautiful mindset to have. Obviously, pitchers always try and find ways to find that energy and, you know, bring that intensity on the mound, especially out of the bullpen. Is pitching in relief something that's been sort of new for you here in 2022, and how have you adjusted?
So I was coming out of the pen last year during instructs and ACL and summer ball, but those have been pretty scripted out, like, hey, you know, you're probably going to have the sixth or seventh, something like that. So this is the first time I've really kind of been, I guess, on call. I like kind of like it. It's like one of those rides where, like, you get slung up, and, you know, sometimes, like, that doesn't happen. And so being able to kind of, you know, manage those, hey, you're not going to throw today, or, you know, hey, you could be hot, but you might not be, kind of managing the workload that way is kind of like, you know, trying to get a lot better in my routine and stuff like that.
Is there anybody you've reached out to or spoken to, whether it be your teammates or coaches or other people in your baseball tenure, that have helped you sort of prepare for the different animal that is pitching in relief?
Probably one of the most, like, influential guys kind of outside the Reds organization is a guy, Jim Gott, who was a Pirates closer, like back in the day, probably the 80s, I think. And he was my summer ball coach in June, like right before I got drafted, and I really had some good times with him. And he just really taught me a lot about, like, pitching and, you know, a lot more, like, just mentality and kind of, like, enjoying the ride and showing up every day to kind of, you know, attack every day.
You mentioned pitching and summer ball. Last year was the first year of the MLB Draft League. You were a participant in that league before being drafted by the Reds. What was that experience like, getting recruited for that league, pitching there, and obviously the success you had there helped lead you to being selected by the Reds a few weeks later?
It was really good because, you know, that was my first time, like, on those kind of shorter inning stints, like 1-2 innings. And so I felt like that, being around the guys, even here, I feel like you learn, like, so much from the guys, like, whether it's, you know, hey, mentality on the mound, or what you do in between innings, or warm-ups, or pitch grips, anything like that. So I'm always trying to learn as much as I can from the other guys. But just, you know, being around great competition in the draft league, I had a great time with that. That was one of the most fun baseball experiences I've had. So
it makes last year such an interesting experience. You were pitching in that league, and last year you were pitching at Alvin Community College before then. And we're also taking a full slate of classes there, as well as at Harvard University, where you were before then. What was that like, trying to take two course loads of classes while also simultaneously working towards your goal of being a professional baseball player?
It was definitely a grind, especially academically, just because, you know, pitching can be, like, taxing, but also kind of, like, mentally taxing, to where, like, when you're on the mound, you need to, you know, be able to bring everything you got to the mound. And so it's just, I'm kind of grateful for that experience. I kind of got, like, the best of both worlds, living in Alvin and getting to do Harvard classes. So it was, like, it was definitely really neat. And I'm, you know, looking back on it, like, I had a great time down in Alvin, but I'm definitely glad I'm not, you know, taking in classes or anything like that right now.
Yeah, speaking of that, I mean, considering how crazy last year was between the draft league, getting drafted, taking classes at two different schools, trying to live out your dream as a draftee in a Major League Baseball, how proud are you and how excited are you that all that hard work you put in last year has paid off?
It's definitely pretty exciting. You know, I guess now it's kind of like the real work starts and stuff like that, but it's definitely cool when I'm, you know, looking back on it, and, you know, now I'm, you know, getting to play all over Florida with, you know, great coaches. Feel really blessed to be part of, like, such a great organization in the Reds and everything like that.
One final question for you, Owen. baseball wasn't the only sport you were involved in your time at Harvard University. You were also a quarterback on the football team, and you actually got to play a game with the football team there at Fenway Park against your hated rivals in Yale. What was it like being a football player at Harvard, and what was the transition like going from the gridiron back to the diamond while you were there?
Yeah, I'm really grateful for my time up at Harvard. I thought I did a great job at like preparing me for what like a good process should look like. You know, it's like baseball, you're playing so many games and like we practiced before, but you know, football, it's like, you know, at Harvard we had 10 games, and so you're practicing a lot more than you're playing. And so getting able to like look at a process from like a holistic, you know, what's your summer look like, what's your spring look like, what is Wednesday before a Saturday game look like. And you know, there was a lot of like really great guys and really great human beings as part of that program. So just like being able to learn from those guys and, you know, taking what they've done well, I think is like really prepared me. I guess one small tidbit is like, you know, I liken everything to, I was talking with Jim Gott last year, and he's like, you know, pitching, it's a lot like quarterback, except, you know, every pitch it's fourth and five and you got to get that first down. You just got to attack every time. So that's kind of what I'm thinking up there.
Hey, those analogies work. It certainly worked for you on the mound so far this season. Owen Holt, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, man.
Yep. Thank you, Justin. Go Tortugas.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Welcome back out here to Clover Park on this Sunday afternoon. Almost time for baseball. National anthem has been played, and the Mets are on the field warming up, so let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Leading off and playing in right field tonight, it is Austin Hendrick. Jay Allen the second moves down a spot in the order. He'll bat second in center field. Michelle Triana, third baseman, will bat third. Cleaning up at first, it is Ruben Ibarra. Hayden Jones is the DH today, hitting fifth. Jamal O'Quinn had his first career RBI last night. He'll bat sixth and be in left field. Gus Steiger, the shortstop, hits seventh. Batting eighth behind the plate, Andrew Salcedo, with Sebastian Almonte batting ninth at second base. The starting lineup for the Mets, put together by Robbie Robinson, their skipper Alex Ramirez in center field leading off. Stanley Consuegra moves back to left, batting second. Shervin Newton is the shortstop, hitting third. William Lugo cleans up at third base. Carlos Dominguez is the DH in the five spot. Raul Barrasierta, a three-hit game yesterday, hit sixth at first. Omar De Los Santos is in right field, batting seventh. Jose Rivera gets his second start of the series. He's behind the plate. And Kevin Villavicencio will start at second. He bats ninth. For the Mets this afternoon, it is the right-hander Dominic Hamill. Mets affiliate, 6'2", 237 pounds. Just turned 22 years old, or rather 23 years old, from West Palm Beach, Florida. Mets' third-round pick last year. Austin Hendrick will lead off for Daytona here in the top half of the first inning. Hendrick hitting at 258 in 18 games, two doubles, three homers, six RBIs. Hamill ready, Hendrick ready, and the first pitch of the game is down and in for ball one. And we are underway at 12:11 Eastern Time. Infield shifted for Hendrick to pull the 1-0. And that pitch is low. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, two balls and no strikes. Hamill making his fourth start of the year for St. Lucie, the 2-0. And that is down and in, ball three. Hamill, 0-1 record, a 4.66 ERA. 12 hits in 9 2/3 innings, 5 walks, 12 strikeouts, the 3-0. And Hendrick takes a strike on the inside corner. He thought it was ball four. So Hamill back in the count. It is 3-1. Opponents a 3.16 average against Hamill. Coming into play here on Sunday. All righty's 3-1. And Hendrick sends it straight back to the screen. It's a full count. Sunny Sunday afternoon here in Port St. Lucie. Blue skies up above, some puffy white clouds above us, but there does look like there is some gray hanging out beyond the third base side as Hendrick strikes out on the breaking ball. And so Hamill comes back from behind 3-0 to strike out Hendrick for the first out of the ballgame. So one up, one down for the Mets defensively in the first. And now it is Jay Allen the second. Had a multi-hit game last night in the 6-3 loss for Daytona. Batting average at .242. And Allen smashes it back behind home plate. It's 0-1. Allen, two doubles, two homers, nine RBIs. That leads the team coming into play on Sunday. The 0-1 from Hamill. And that bounces off home plate, 1-1. Defensive alignment behind Hamill today. Left to right in the outfield, it is Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, and Omar De Los Santos. Hamill ready from the first base side. Now the 1-1. And Allen takes that one off the outside corner. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, it's 2-1. Third to first around the infield for the Mets today. It is William Lugo, Shervin Newton, Kevin Villavicencio, and Raul Barrasierta. As Hamill bounces that breaking ball, it is two balls and one strike. Jose Rivera doing the catching behind the plate for St. Lucie today. 3-1 to Allen, and he swings and rips one in a left center field. Over is Ramirez, dives, can't make the play, it's under his glove. Allen on his way to second, and he's there standing with a one-out double. Third double of the season for Allen, his second in as many days. Had a hustle double yesterday that hit off the glove of the third baseman Lugo. This one, a scalding line drive, hit at 99.8 miles an hour. And so Daytona with a man in scoring position in one out for the third baseman Michelle Triana. Triana hitting at 217 games, 13 for 65, three doubles, no homers, and five batted in. Allen leads off second, the first pitch, and Triana golfs one in the air left center field. Back into his right, Ramirez, curling by the warning track, makes the catch. Allen will tag and head to third, throw in cut off by Newton. So Triana gives one a drive, but sends it out to a deep part of the ballpark. 376 feet out to left center. Rather an F8 in your scorecard. And a man at third and two down for Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra hitting .171 in 19 games. The first pitch to Ruben and is fouled off to the right. It is 0-1. Ibarra 12 for 70 at the dish. Two doubles, no homers, and six RBIs. Allen the man at third, two down. Now the 0-1. Slider in the dirt. Nice sprawling stop by Rivera to his right to keep Allen at third. It's 1-1. Umpiring crew here today. Reminder, ABS challenge system in effect. Manual umpiring. Each team with three challenges to it. It is Caleb Martin behind the plate and Matt Watkowski on the bases. The 1-1. And Ibarra swings through that pitch down and away. It is 1-2. Ibarra, 1-for-4 last night. Had a base hit to keep the rally going in the ninth inning yesterday. The 1-2 to Ruben. And that one off the outside corner at 94. It's two balls and two strikes. Hamill, no decision in his last appearance. That was a start against Jupiter on Sunday. The 1-2 pitch off the end of the bat into center. Ramirez in and to his left. And he'll make the catch with two hands by his chest to end the inning. So Daytona gets a double from Jay Allen the second. They leave him stranded at third at the end of a half an inning. It's Daytona nothing and the Mets coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning, Jose Franco warming up on the mound. Let's take a look again at the Mets starting lineup. Alex Ramirez, Stanley Consuegra, Shervin Newton, 1, 2, and 3 in the order. William Lugo, Carlos Dominguez, Raul Barra-Cierta make up 4, 5, and 6. While Omar De Los Santos, Jose Rivera, and Kevin Villavicencio make up 7, 8, and 9. Jose Franco getting the start for the Tortugas today. Alex Ramirez will lead off against him. Righty against righty, and the first pitch of the at-bat fouled straight back, 0-1. Franco, 6'2", 239 pounds, 21 years old out of Aragua, Venezuela. And the 0-1 from Jose to Ramirez. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Salcedo. And it is no balls and two strikes. Ramirez comes into play today, hitting .338 in 17 games. Six doubles, two triples. No homers, six RBI. The 0-2. And that breaking ball slips up and in. It is a ball and two strikes. Franco making his fifth appearance, third start of the season. No record, a 4.7 ERA. Here's the 0-2. Rather, 1-2 is high. Another fastball, it's even. Franco, 15 hits allowed and 15 in a third innings. Eight walks, 25 strikeouts, and Franco asking for time I think his belt broke. He's got his belt in his left hand. Walking back towards Daytona's first base dugout. And Josh Hobson, the trainer, has to give Jose a new belt. Jose came walking back towards the first base dugout. Put the glove down right past the foul side of the chalk. And now trying to string that green belt through the loops on those gray pants. Never know what you're going to see every day at a ballpark, and today, apparently, we've got a broken belt. So, play will resume with a 2-2 count. Franco fires, and this one lifted in the air. Shallow center field. Coming in on it is Jay Allen II, and he'll make the catch one-handed over by his chin for the first out. So, Ramirez 0-1. Now it's Stanley Consuegra. This is the first matchup between the two since Consuegra's home run in the ninth inning on Tuesday against Franco, and Consuegra rounding third base, dancing in the direction of Jose Franco in the first pitch down and in at 95-1-0. Consuegra, that was his first home run of the year, hitting 268. As that pitch just off the inside corner at 95-2-0. 268 average, five doubles, a homer, six batted in for the right-handed swinging left fielder. A 2-0 and a fastball up, cut on and missed. It is 2-1. Defensive alignment behind Jose today. Left to right in the outfield, Jamal O'Quinn, Jay Allen II, and Austin Hendrick. The 2-1. It is 3-1. Third to first around the infield. Michelle Triana, Gus Steiger, Sebastian Almonte, and Ruben Ibarra. With Andrew Salcedo doing the catching, the 3-1. And Consuegra, a line drive over the glove of Triana and into the left field corner. Playing it off the wall, O'Gwynn. Consuegra on his way to second, and he's in there standing with a one-out double. So both two hitters in the Mets and Tortugas lineup have a first-inning double. And the Mets with a man in scoring position for the shortstop, Shervin Newton. A rocket off the bat of Consuegra, 113.3 miles an hour. It was one of those screamers that even if Triana put a glove on it, ball might have just carried the glove all the way back out into left field. So now it is the shortstop, Shervin Newton. Switch hitter, batting left-handed. And the first pitch to him. A strike down and in 0-1. Newton has homered twice in this series, including one last night after all of us here on press row thought he struck out but apparently won a challenge. No one was really aware of the 0-1. And Newton takes a breaking ball, strike 0-2. Shervin hitting 279. In 18 games, 9 doubles, 2 homers, 11 batted in. Consuegra, the man at second, one out, no score, bottom of the first. The 0-2 pitch, and Newton strikes out on the high fastball. 94 chest high, and Franco has his first strikeout of the night, 2 down in the first for the third baseman, William Lugo. Lugo averaged down to 217 in 16 games. 7 extra base hits, a homer, and 7 RBIs. Some gray clouds rolling in from the third base side, as we were saying in the top half, as that pitch high is in front, and Consuegra remains at first base. Right now in Port St. Lucie, 81 degrees, as humid as it has been all series, real feel at 91. 10-mile-per-hour winds to east-southeast, American flag in right center. Blowing out towards left and maybe in a little bit. The 1-0. Off the outside corner, 2-0. But if you look out towards center field, over by the video board in left center and out down the right field line in the group area, nothing but blue skies and some mashed potato-looking clouds. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. It's 2-1. But if you look out towards the Mets complex beyond left field and over by the batting cages behind the Budweiser Terrace along the third baseline, it is just a squall of gray. The 2-1. And Lugo hits it hard, but right back behind home plate, 2-2. So something worth watching as this game develops. Take a look at the radar. Everything seems to be hanging west of us here in Port St. Lucie, but in Florida, anything can change at any given time weather-wise. The 2-2 pitch. Lugo thought about it. Well, that fastball runs up above the shoulders. It's a full count. Carlos Dominguez, the DH, waiting on deck for the Mets. Can Consuegra, the runner at second. Runner breaks towards third, and Lugo hits one in the air. Right center field over is Allen. To his left, calling for it. He'll make the running grab to end the inning. So much like Daytona in the top of the frame. Mets get a one-out double, but strand the man aboard. We head to the second. Still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and Cook Corp, and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday Firework Extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Hayden Jones will lead off for Daytona, top of the second inning here on this Sunday, bottom of the 12 o'clock hour. Jones, O'Gwynn, and Steiger, 5, 6, and 7. The three set to bat for Daytona in the inning. Dominic Hamill set to face the Tortugas DH, and the first pitch to Jones hit in the air out to left. Back goes Consuegra to the warning track at the wall. He leaps and makes the catch before banging into the All Smiles Dentistry signage. The wind has been blowing out to left all series. Right now it's sort of at a standstill, and maybe if the wind kept blowing out that way, Jones would have had his second home run out there this series. But Hayden very nearly missing putting Daytona on the board. Paul O'Gwynn, who takes outside for ball one. It's about 370 or so out to that direction. He hit it 356. The 1-0 to Jamal and popped in the air, first base side, but Barrasierto will watch it land in the seats. It is 1-1. O'Gwynn coming into the ball game, hitting 250 in seven games, 5-for-20. No extra base hits, had an RBI, the first of his career last night. The 1-1, and Hamill skips that breaking ball, 2-1. Mets today wearing the alternate orange uniforms. Sunglass wearing Mr. Met logo on the front left-hand side of the chest. The 2-1, and O'Gwynn hits a high pop. Left-hand side, Lugo by the Mets bullpen, loses his hat, and then it hits off the padding of the wall. Over by the bullpen mound, it is 2-2. Good effort by Lugo, the shortstop Newton out there as well. But neither could get there in time, and so O'Gwynn has a two-ball, two-strike count. On those orange jersey tops, blue numerals front and back. Royal blue sleeves at either end of that jersey top for Hamill. Blue pinstriped white pants down to the ankles. Blue and white Nike cleats for Hamill. The 2-2 pitch. And he strikes out O'Gwynn on the fastball. 92 up in the zone. Second strikeout today for the right-hander. And there are two away in the second. And now the shortstop, Gus Steiger. Steiger hitting at 265 in 19 games. Three doubles, no homers, eight batted in. And the first pitch to Gus, missing down and in, 1-0. Mets wearing the blue cap, orange bill. Orange STL logo on the front with a white border. The 1-0 pitch, down and in. 93-mile-an-hour heater, 2-0. Hamill hiding his eyes behind that two-tone mitt. The 2-0 pitch up and in. And Steiger out of the woods here at Clover Park. 330 out to left. 370 out to left center. 405 to dead center as Hamill misses low for ball four. Fastball down, and so Steiger draws a four-pitch walk. And the Tortugas have a base runner. And the inning continues for Andrew Salcedo. Salcedo hitting a .182 in 10 games, 4 for 22. No extra base hits, 4 RBIs. Pinch hit in the eighth inning last night. Everyone thought he walked, but the Mets had apparently challenged a call and won it. And ultimately, Gookie Dawkins was ejected from the game when he came out to ask for an explanation. Salcedo takes a strike, 0-1. Did have a pinch hit base hit late in the game on Friday. Steiger leads off first, the 0-1, and Salcedo, if he lost his footing on that front foot on the swing, comes up empty, 0-2. At the closeout, the dimensions here, 370 out to right, 330 down the right field line, a slightly shorter fence out in right, and there is in left. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball at the knees, got him looking, strike three. Salcedo can't believe it, he's going to challenge the call. The earliest challenge I think we've seen from Daytona, and indeed it is a ball. So Salcedo wins the challenge. And the Tortugas will get to keep it. Much better job by the umpire there, Kayla Martin, letting every side know what the count was and what the ruling was. A learning experience last night, not just for us here in the press level, but for the umpires and teams too. 1-2, and now Salcedo strikes out on a backfoot breaking ball to end the inning. Nifty pitch there by Hamill as he strikes out a pair in the frame. Daytona gets a two-out walk, can't do anything with it. Through 1.5, no score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be in Ticket Plan. You'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office at call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Carlos Dominguez to lead off for the Mets in the second inning. Scoreless ball game. And the first pitch to Carlos sent out of the stadium. Back behind the plate, it is 0-1. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Mets in the inning. Dominguez, Barrasierta, and De Los Santos. The 0-1 from Jose is off the inside corner, 1-1. Dominguez coming into the day for the Mets. Batting at 241 in 16 games. A double, 5 homers, 13 batted in. As Franco changes up Dominguez there and has Jose working from the first base side of the slab, the 1-2 pitch, and Dominguez a line drive into left field for a base hit. Two-strike knock for Dominguez, and the Mets have the leadoff man aboard in the inning. Raul Barrasierta will grab a bat and come up. That single for Dominguez coming off the bat at 108 miles an hour. And so the Mets with a base runner aboard for Barrasierta. Had a three-hit game last night for the Mets. Barrasierta hitting at .333 on the year, 14 for 42. Two doubles, no homers, and an RBI. And the first pitch fastball is high for ball one. Last night, the top five in the Mets order hit a combined 1 for 19. Scored one run on the Newton home run. And struck out four times. The 1-0 runner goes. Pitch inside. Throw down by Salcedo. The tag by Steiger. They got him. Throw is a little bit towards the third base side of second. But a quick tag by Steiger gets Dominguez sliding in feet first. The count 2-0 on Barrasierta. But the leadoff single erased 2-6. So base is empty now. The 2-0. And a foul back to the mesh netting, 2-1. So the top of the Mets lineup yesterday, 1-5 were 1-19 at the plate. The bottom four hitters, 6, 7, 8, and 9. The 2-1, breaking ball drops in a strike, 2-2. 6, 7, 8, and 9 in the Mets order were combined 8-14. 5 runs, 2, a double, a homer, 5 RBIs, a walk, and only 2 strikeouts. This is a soft ground ball to short, coming in on it, Steiger. And he'll throw him out at first, 2 down. Omar Dick stepping in. Right fielder tonight for the Mets, De Los Santos. .279 average in 17 games. 8 extra base hits, 3 homers, 7 driven in. And Franco's first pitch is low for ball one. Daytona today wearing the road grays. Daytona arched across the chest in green. Green numerals front and back with a powder blue border. The 1-0 and a swing through a nice breaking ball off the outside edge. It's 1-1. Green and powder blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Gray pants for Franco down to his ankles. The 1-1. Another snapdragon. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not, says Watkowski. It is 2 balls and a strike. Gray on gray Nike cleats for Jose, the 2-1. And a home run hack by De Los Santos comes up empty. It's 2-2. Tortuga's green cap, green bill. White block D logo on the front. Sheldon through the middle wielding a bat. The 2-2 pitch. De Los Santos a hard liner. Nice backhanded catch by Triana to end the inning. Although, never saw an umpire raise the outside, and now he finally does. Nice play by Triana. Mets get a leadoff base hit, but a caught stealing retires the side. We head to the third. Still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark, That's right. Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Sebastian Almonte to lead off for Daytona in the third. 9-1 and 2 scheduled to bat against Dominic Hamill. And the first pitch of the inning, a fastball cut on and missed. It is 0-1. Almonte, 0-for-3 last night, struck out, was hit by a pitch. And he swings and hits one off the end of the bat to second. In a step or two is Villavicencio. And he'll make the play on to first for the first out of the inning. Leadoff man retired in the third straight inning by Hamill. Now it is Austin Hendricks, struck out his first time, 0-for-1. Austin came into the day 3-for-18 in this series with a double and an RBI. And the first pitch to him grounded up the middle. Villavicencio to his right, sidearm throw on the move. And he gets Austin two away. Villavicencio's played a real nice second base. Also played well at short and third in this series for the Mets. 18-year-old added to the roster earlier in the set. Now it's Jay Allen the second. Allen doubled in the first inning, the only hit of the game for Daytona. First pitch to Jay, and Hamill finds the bottom of the zone, 0-1. Hamill drafted out of Dallas Baptist University in Texas last year. As Allen checks his swing, did he go? No, he's Watkowski. It is 1-1. Last year pitched in the Florida Complex League. Only made two appearances in the FCL, the 1-1, and Allen sends one off the hands back behind the plate. It is 1-2. Did not allow a run or a hit. Didn't walk anyone in three innings. Faced 9 batters, retired them all, and struck out 7 last year. Again, all that just in two outings, though, as the 1-2 to Allen hit in the air left center field, coming on Ramirez to his right. And he'll make the catch. Lost his hat in the process, but he makes the play to end the inning. So Daytona goes in order in the third as Hamill retires the side on 7 pitches. To the bottom of the inning we go. Still no score on the Daytona Tortugas radio network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at Daytona Tortugas.
Jose Rivera leading off for the Mets in the third as Franco's first pitch across at the knees. It's 0-1. 8-9-1 set to bat for the Mets in the inning. A scoreless ball game, final game of the series. And the 0-1 drops in another strike, 0-2. Rivera hitting a .294 in 12 games. 6 for 31, no extra base hits, two RBIs, the 0-2. And that pitch misses up and away. It is one ball and two strikes. Rivera got the start at second base in the game on Wednesday, did not record an official at-bat, was hit twice and drew a walk in three trips to the plate as Franco misses outside 2-2. Still mostly blue skies out towards center and right. Gray clouds off to the left. The 2-2 pitch. And that breaking ball slips up and in. It's a full count. Rivera, Villavicencio, Ramirez, the three due up. If anyone reaches Consuegra to follow, the payoff pitch is on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. Rivera going to challenge. And it is indeed ball four. So, both teams have challenged successfully so far tonight. And so the Mets and Tortugas still have three challenges aside. As Rivera aboard to start the third inning. Second straight frame in which the Mets have put the leadoff man on. And now it is the second baseman, Kevin Villavicencio. And the first pitch to him, a fastball high above the shoulders, 1-0. Villavicencio playing in his fourth game in this series, 2-4-11. Here with St. Lucie, a double, no RBIs. Vincencio 0-3 last night, the 1-0. And that one yanked down and away. It is two balls and no strikes. Franco. Pitched out of the bullpen in the opening game of this series on Tuesday in relief of Sam Benscooter. A 2-0. And Villavicencio with a high fly towards the right field side. Ibarra and Almonte over and just out of Ibarra's reach. Lands on the turf home plate area by Daytona's bullpen. And so the count now 2-1. Franco on Tuesday, four innings, gave up just one run. That was the game-tying home run in the ninth to Consuegra. Three hits, walked a batter, struck out seven. Franco from the stretch, the 2-1. And Villavicencio fouls it back off the top of the screen. It's 2-2. Franco, 70 pitches, a season-high 46 strikes. In that game on Tuesday. Rivera leads off of first. The 2-2 offering. And Villavicencio fouls it out of play. We'll do it again. Franco has struck out seven or more in three straight outings. Has 22 strikeouts in his last 12 innings. The 2-2 pitch, down and away, ball three. At least that was the case coming into today. Franco just one strikeout through the first eight batters today. Top of the lineup, Ben Ramirez on deck. The payoff pitch in the dirt, ball four. And back-to-back walks by Franco is how the Mets begin the third inning. Tonight. And now the top of the Mets lineup in Alex Ramirez. Ramirez flied out to center his first time 0 for 1. Ramirez 0 for 4 last night, just 3 for 23 in this series. And the first pitch here is crushed out to left, and that one is very gone out beyond the Jim Beam Bourbon Bar. One hop onto the concourse there and out of the stadium. Another three-run home run for the Mets in this series, this time for Alex Ramirez, his first of the year. And the Mets take a 3-0 lead here in the third. One of Franco's biggest issues throughout his career in Daytona has been the long ball. And that the fourth home run he's given up this season. And the Mets have the lead. Ramirez, first home run, RBIs numbers 7, 8, and 9. And now the bases are empty. Nobody out for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra doubled his first time up, and he lines that one in the left field down in front of O'Quinn, a base hit. And four straight hitters have reached against Franco to begin the third inning. Ramirez's home run, by the way, 382 feet, 104 miles an hour off the bat. As it looks like some stretching may start out down the right field line for Daytona. One on, nobody out, a 3-0 game now, and the first pitch to Newton. Nice back foot, Uncle Charlie. And Shervin can't make contact, 0-1. Newton 0-1 today, struck out his first time. 4-16 in this series with 7 strikeouts. Is Newton the 0-1. Down and in, blocked by Salcedo to his right. It's 1-1. Franco, Reds number 39 prospect entering the season, according to Baseball America. The 1-1 inside, and Newton has to spin out of the way of 93. It's 2-2. Franco, fastball, slider, changeup. Generally sat around 93 to 95 this summer. The 2-1. And Newton takes in the dirt. It's 3-1. Next pitch will already be the 20th of the inning for Franco. More balls than strikes. The 3-1. And Newton with a little squibber towards the third base side. Tough backhanded play by Triana. Has no chance to get him. And smartly just holds on to the baseball instead of trying to force one across his body with a hard-running Newton out of the box. So the third straight hit for the Mets. The fifth straight man to reach to begin the inning. And there are now 2-0, nobody out. For the third baseman, William Lugo. Whole bunch of different players in gray sweatshirts stretching out their arms down the right field line for Daytona. Lugo flied out to center his first time up. He is 0-1. First pitch to William is a slider off the outside corner, 1-0. Lugo, 0-4 last night with a K, 2-17 in this series. Does have a double and a run scored. Daytona looking for a ground ball, the 1-0 pitch, and Lugo fouls it back in our direction and onto the roof. So the count is 1-1. Franco looks off towards second base, the 1-1 pitch, and Lugo skies one right side. Ibarra over towards Daytona's bullpen, makes the over-the-shoulder grab, and then fires a rocket over to Triana at third to hold Consuegra at second base. Nice job by that ball, and Lugo retired for the first out of the inning. So 2-1, 1-out. And now it is Carlos Dominguez singled and was caught stealing last inning. First pitch from Jose. And that one waved at and missed. Changeup down and away. Good block by Salcedo. Holds the runners. It is 0-1. Sam Benscooter up and throwing down the right field line for the Tortugas through 5 innings. In the opening game of the series, prior to Franco coming in on Tuesday. The 0-1, and Dominguez lifts one out of the stadium. It is 2-2. Dominguez, very aggressive hitter, number 38 prospect for the Mets entering the year, according to Baseball America. A lot of pop, the 0-2 pitch. And he got him to chase strike three. Not sure if that was a changeup or just a short breaking slider. They actually credit it as a curveball, according to the Hawkeye technology. And so Dominguez down on strikes. And there are two away in the third for Raul Berasierta. Just the second strikeout tonight for Jose. Berasierta, the eighth man to hit in the inning, grounded out to short last frame. And a healthy hack through a curveball. Comes up empty 0-1. Berasierta been the Mets' best hitter in this series. 7-for-16, including tonight, the double and an RBI. Righty fires, and Berasierta gets jammed, sends it off and out of play. Right-hand side, 0-2. Mets with three runs in here in the third. On the three-run home run by Alex Ramirez. And Swegra at second, Newton at first on a... The 0-2. That one fouled off the mask of Salcedo. And Andrew appears to be all right. Home plate umpire Caleb Martin will throw the ball back to the mound. Give Salcedo some time to recuperate. Franco up over 60 pitches. Thrown a good chunk here in the third. Another 0-2. And Berasierta lunges and grabs just enough to fight it off and stay alive. That last pitch was the 30th of the inning for Jose. At just 33 in the first two innings combined coming into the frame. Steiger going over to cover second, now retreats, and Berasierta hits one on the ground and through the vacated hole, a base hit. They're going to hold Consuegra at third. Another hit in the inning for the Mets, and now the bases are loaded for the right fielder Omar De Los Santos. So the Mets will send nine men to the plate in this inning as Ben Scooter continues to loosen. Mets, three runs on four hits and a couple of walks. And now De Los Santos, who lined out to third to end last inning. First pitch to Omar is fouled over the netting and just below us. Into the second level of the seeding bowl, it's 0-1. De Los Santos has had a nice series, 6-for-19. Two doubles, a homer, and four RBIs. The 0-1. Missing down and away. One ball and one strike. Changeup that time from Franco. Hasn't thrown a whole lot of those today. One ball down and away. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-1. Have to imagine if De Los Santos reaches here. That would be the end of the line for Franco, as this will be his 35th toss in the third. 2-1, and De Los Santos skies one right-hand side. Ibarra gives a chase, but this one will land between the lower seating bowl and the right field concourse. It is two balls and two strikes. Consuegra at third, Newton at second, Berasierta at first, all reaching on singles. The 2-2 pitch. And that curveball is high. It's a full count. So that will release the merry-go-round here. Nowhere to put any of these base runners. A full count, two outs, and three runs already in. From the letters, the payoff pitch, and this one hit on the ground towards third. Triana Fields throws strong and just able to get the hustling De Los Santos to end the inning. But the Mets pick up three runs on four hits and leave the bases loaded at the end of three. 3-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum
in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows, so don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Daytona's offense looking to kick into gear. They trail 3-0. Triana, Ibarra, and Jones, 3-4 and 5, due up against the right-hander in the inning. So, first pitch of the frame from Hamill is in the dirt, down by the shoelaces of Triana, 1-0. Michelle flied out to center his first time, 2-for-16 in this series, 1-0. And Triana takes low. It is 2 balls and no strikes. We mentioned Hamill, drafted by the Mets last year out of Dallas Baptist. Went 13-2 there last year in 16 starts, 18 appearances. That one down and in, 3 balls and no strikes. Spent his first 2 college years at Yavapai Junior College in Arizona. 3-0, up and away, ball 4. So Triana, a 4-pitch walk to begin the inning. First time Daytona has had the leadoff man reach today. And now it is Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra flied out to center in the first. He is 0-for-1. Hamill, the Mets number 11 prospect, transferred to Dallas Baptist before the school year. Made 4 starts before the pandemic. Canceled the rest of that season as Hamill misses down 1-0. And of course, with the draft shortened to 5 rounds, Hamill not chosen. Went back to the Patriots and Dallas Baptist last year, ultimately taken in the first 5. As that one skips, nice stop by Rivera to his right on the 55-foot pitch. And make that 6 straight out of the zone for Hamill to start the inning. Ranked 9th in all of Division I last year with 136 strikeouts. Throw back to first. And diving in safely is Triana. Clouds continuing to roll in from the third base side, but still a lot of sunlight on the diamond, the 2-0, and make that 7 straight that have missed. And it is 3 balls and no strikes on Ibarra. Hamill's now thrown more balls than strikes out of the 45 pitches he has thrown today. Ibarra with an open stance, 3-0, and Ruben takes inside ball 4. No challenge from the Mets, and so back-to-back walks on 4 pitches is how the night begins for Hamill in the 4th inning. And so Daytona with 2 on, nobody out, and Victor Ramos, the Mets pitching coach, will appear from the third base dugout. So Daytona trying to spark a rally. Third walk issued by Hamill today. Daytona's had men aboard in three of the four innings today. Got Allen to third in the first after his one-out double, but could not get him home. Mets scoring in the last half inning on the three-run home run by Alex Ramirez. So it's Aiden Jones with nobody on and two out, or two on and nobody out. And Jones swings over the top. It is 0-1. Jones flied out to deep left his first time 0-1. Jones has had a great series. 5-for-14, including today. Four runs scored, a homer, and two RBIs. That home run, the first of his career, the 0-1. And Jones sends one off the netting atop the Mets' third base dugout, 0-2. Hamill, highly regarded on the mound for the Mets, particularly due to his fastball. Baseball America is saying he had some of the best characteristics on his heater as any player in the draft last year, as Jones strikes out on a pitch down in the zone. So Hamill picks up a big out number one on the strikeout, got him on the change. Fourth strikeout tonight for Dominic. And now two on, one out for Jamal O'Gwynn. Struck out swinging his first time in the second. He is 0-1. Triana at second, Ibarra at first. And the first pitch to Jamal. Drips too far down and out of the zone, 1-0. But scouts loved the Mets challenging. And the call stays the same. So the Mets have lost a challenge for the first time today. Now 1-2. They've got two remaining. As O'Gwynn takes low, it's 2-0. But scouts love his fastball. 91-94, bumps 95. Gets a lot of spin and vertical break on it. And bores to his arm side. Right hand senses, gets over the glove of the catcher Rivera, and everyone's going to move up 90 feet. To third base goes Triana, to second Ibarra, and the count now 3-0 on Jamal O'Gwynn. So Hamill in danger of walking the bases loaded in this fourth inning. Just past the top of the 1 o'clock hour in the East, Mets a 3-0 lead. But Daytona threatening with two on and one out. 3-0 pitch, and O'Gwynn takes a strike at the knees. It's 3-1. Mets have a left-hander up and throwing. That is Daniel Juarez, who pitched in the opening game in relief on Tuesday. 3-1, and O'Gwynn laid on the fastball at 93. It's a full count. Hamill also with a above average to plus potential slider. The payoff pitch here. And there is the slider. It misses low for ball four. So Hamill has walked the bases loaded in this fourth inning. And now the bases are full for Gus Steiger. Steiger walked his first time. No official at bat today. He has been as good as any Daytona player this year with men in scoring position. Comes into play hitting at 429. 9-for-21 as Steiger takes a strike at 0-1. Two doubles, eight RBIs in those spots. The base is loaded. Steiger 2-for-6 with a double and three driven in. The 0-1. Missing low. And the count 1-1. After Franco threw 30-plus pitches in the bottom of the third, 37 to be exact, Hamill nearing 20 pitches with just one out in the fourth. As Steiger taking all the way, looks at a strike, it's 1-2. Andrew Salcedo waiting on deck. 1-2 pitch. And that one low and away. Fastball nearly spiked It is two balls and two strikes. Daytona and the Rogue Grays. That's in the alternate oranges today. Sun shining on a humid Sunday afternoon, the 1st of May. The 2-2 pitch, a ground ball up the middle, deflected by the pitcher. That's going to score a run. Underhand flip by the pitcher. Hamill to the first baseman, Barrasierta, not in time. It'll be an infield base hit for Gus Steiger, an RBI as well, and Daytona's on the board. It's 3-1. So ground ball back up through the box, grabbed a piece of Hamill. And Robbie Robinson, the manager, and one of the trainers, Grace DiStefano, will come out of the third base dugout to take a look at Hamill. Looked like it was a ground ball ticketed up the middle, but it caught some part of Hamill's lower body, I do believe, on its way by. And that slowed down the trajectory of the ball, tried to recover. But by then, it was too late. And everyone was safe. So Steiger picks up an RBI. That's his second RBI of the series. As now here is Andrew Salcedo. Bases remain loaded for Daytona in the fourth inning. And the first pitch to the catcher pulls off of a pitch away at 91. It is 0-1. At RBI, Gus, his ninth of the year, ties him with Jay Allen, the second, for the team lead. Bases stay full. And that pitch buried in the dirt inside. It is one ball and one strike. Salcedo, just 19 years old, out of Colombia. He has last year's star catcher for Daytona, Daniel Veohin. The 1-1, and Salcedo on the ground towards second. Villavicencio on his second for one. Relay to first by Newton. In time, double play, inning over. 4-6-3, twin killing. Salcedo couldn't beat it out up the first baseline, and Daytona has to settle for one in the inning. Tortugas load the bags, get a run on a hit, but leave a couple men aboard. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 3-1 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Sam Benscooter, new arm in the game for Daytona as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning, and his first pitch fouled off by Jose Rivera. It is 0-1. 8-9-1 due up for the Mets. Same part of the lineup that was due up last inning against Franco and brought in three. And a swing through a pitch up and in. At 80 miles an hour, it's no balls and two strikes. Rivera walked and scored last inning. Still doesn't have an official at-bat in this series, the 0-2. And Ben Scooter misses down and away. It's a ball and two strikes. Ben Scooter, 6'2", 223 pounds. 24 years old from Tecumseh, Michigan, the 1-2. And Rivera off, or actually out beyond the roof of the stadium to the right. And out towards the loading dock, it is 1-2. Ben Scooter making his fifth appearance, third out of the bullpen this year, the 1-2. And that one off the outside corner. It's two balls and two strikes. Ben Scooter, 1-1 record, a 3.45 ERA. 11 hits in 15 and two-thirds innings. The 2-2 pitch up and in. Fastball at 92. It's a full count. 11 hits in 15 and two-thirds innings. Three walks. 25 strikeouts, the payoff pitch. And this is a big bouncing ball to third. Triana to his left. And the throw in time to get him for the first out. One up, one down for Ben Scooter in the fourth. And now it's the second baseman, Kevin Villavicencio. Walked and scored last inning as well. Final line for Jose Franco this afternoon. Pitcher of record on the losing side, three innings. As is fouled away, it is 0-1. Three innings, gave up three runs on six hits. Walk, gave up the home run, 70 pitches, 42 strikes. The 0-1. And Villavicencio gets it off the end of the lumber. Out of play, it is 0-2. Ben Scooter made the start in the lid lifter of this series on Tuesday. Went a career-high five frames, the 0-2. This one a little swinging bunt up the first base side. Ben Scooter fields and underhand shovels it on to Ibarra to record the second out. So a couple of weak ground balls is how Ben Scooter starts his day. And now it is Alex Ramirez. He's the difference in this game, that three-run homer last inning. 1-for-2. Ben Scooter, no decision in that game on Tuesday as his first pitch to Ramirez inside for ball one. Gave up a season-high tying three runs on four hits. On a three-run home run to Omar De Los Santos as that one at the knees, 1-1. Walked one, struck out six. A 1-1 pitch, and Ramirez, an unhealthy hack, chasing one off the outside corner. Good sweeping action there from Ben Scooter. It is 1-2. Bases empty, two out. 3-1 Mets here in the bottom of the fourth. Looks like Dan Goggin will come on and pitch the fifth inning. He was just warming for the Mets. The 1-2. And Ramirez fouls it off his front leg to stay alive. Ben Scooter, much like Franco coming into the day, had struck out six or more in each of his last three appearances. The 1-2. Struck him out. Got him on the breaking ball down and away. And he got Ramirez to chase for a strikeout today for Sam. And the first time today, Daytona has retired the side in order. We head to the fifth here on this Sunday afternoon. Mets 3, Tortugas 1. Here from Port St. Lucie.
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Little John. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark, That's right. Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Sebastian Almonte leading off the fifth inning, fouls the first pitch out of play. Dominic Hamill actually staying on for his fifth inning of work tonight, as that one off the outside corner, 1-1. 9-1 and 2-2 up for Daytona. The Mets a 3-1 advantage. The 1-1 pitch to Sebastian is a fastball at 91, called strikeout or half, 1-2. Daytona one run on two hits. No errors. They have left for the 1-2 pitch, and Almonte sends it again right back behind home plate. Two. Mets three runs, six hits. No errors. They have also left four today. Righty against righty, the pitch. Almonte tries to hold up, but he could not. Says the home plate umpire, Martin, and Almonte down on strikes to begin the fifth inning. Fifth strikeout today for Hamill. And now back to the top of the order in Austin Hendrick. Hendrick has struck out, grounded to second, 0 for 2. First pitch is on the outside corner at 84. Looked like a changeup from Hamill. And the count 0-1. Reds announcing some transactions today, as Hendrick takes a knee-high strike, 93 on the gun, 0-2. Jake Fraley, who is one of the outfielders the Reds acquired in the Winker and Suarez deal, as Hendrick chases that breaking ball on his back foot, strike three. Make that six strikeouts today for Hamill. And back-to-back K's to begin the fifth. Now it's Jay Allen the second, as one of Daytona's two hits doubled back in the first. But Fraley, who the Reds acquired in that trade with Seattle back in March, placed on the 10-day IL with right knee inflammation, as Allen out in front of that breaking ball, 0-1. T.J. Friedel, the Tortuga alumni, called up from AAA Louisville. The 0-1. That one on the outside corner again. Slide piece, 0-2. Daytona going to challenge. And Daytona has won the challenge again. Daytona is a perfect 2-of-2 on challenges today. And so the count 1-1 instead of 0-2. And that one now at the knees, a strike. It's, and Daytona's going to challenge it again. And he's correct again. Wow. So Daytona now 3-for-3 on challenges, and the Tortuga bench letting Allen hear their approval as that one misses down and away, 3-1. So already a pretty adept understanding of the strike zone for a kid in his first full professional season. That'd make Eric Davis proud, the 3-1. Inside ball four. So Allen, thanks to his knowledge and willingness to use the challenge system, works himself a walk after a couple strikes turn into balls. Daytona, as we said, now 3-of-3 on challenges today, and so have all three challenges still available to them. So Michelle Triana steps in, walked his last time up, and the runner goes. And first pitch swinging, Triana lines it off the netting on top of the Mets' third base dugout. It's 0-1. Triana walked and scored last inning. Flied out to center his first time up. Mets trying to get Hamill through this fifth. He's thrown 77 pitches so far today. A throw back to first and nearly got away from Barra Sierta to his left. The But Allen back safely, diving in head first. So the Reds placing Fraley on the IL, as we said. They've called up T.J. Friedel. Allen goes again. The 0-1 hit in the air to center. Back into his right, Ramirez. He's got plenty of room and skimming along the edge of the outfield grass towards the warning track. Makes the play to retire the side. So Jay Allen the second with some great decision-making on the challenges. They get aboard with two out, but cannot take advantage halfway through this one. Still 3-1 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster, starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and, of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Sam Benscooter back to work. Bottom of the fifth inning. Stanley Consuegra to lead off. And Benscooter throws a slider that doesn't even reach home plate. But he got Consuegra to commit. And the count 0-1. Consuegra 2-for-2 today. Double and a single. Hasn't scored in the contest. As that pitch outside and low. It is 1-1. Consuegra, Newton, and Lugo. The 3-2 up in the inning for the Mets. 1-1. Slider down and away. It is 2-1. The other note on the Reds' transactions today that we didn't get to you in the top of the inning is that up and in 3-1 was that Alejo Lopez, another Daytona alumni, has been added to the Reds' taxi squad. A 3-1. And that one, high ball 4. So a great first pitch from Benscooter to get Consuegra to chase the slider. But Stanley able to recalibrate his recognition of the strike zone and earns himself a leadoff walk. Mets put the leadoff man aboard for the third time today. And now Shervin Newton. That's been something the Mets have done really well in this series is get that leadoff man on base. Newton 1-for-2 with an infield hit. Has also struck out. And Benscooter's slider slips outside 1-0. But my guess part of the reason why Alejo Lopez has been added back to the Reds taxi squad as that slider inside 2-0 is that Jonathan India out of the lineup for the second straight day for the Reds had been on the IL until earlier this week, was reinstated. A three-hit game on Friday as Newton swings and misses on a pitch inside 2-1. Well, India was out of the lineup yesterday, reportedly for regularly scheduled rest. 2-1. Newton tries to hold his swing, couldn't, says the home plate umpire. And it's 2-2. Well, India's out of the lineup again today. And with an off day for the Reds tomorrow means he will be out of the lineup 3 straight days. As that pitch inside somehow avoids grazing the pant legs of Newton. With that sharp moving slider, it's a full count. Mets have one on, nobody out in the fifth inning. They hold a 3-1 lead. Peck gets it off the hands of Souvenir. David Bell mentioning today that India dealing with some soreness in one of his hamstrings. That was the issue that put him on the IL for a few days. The payoff pitch, and Newton hits one in the air to left. Back into his left, O'Gwynn to the warning track at the wall, and that one's over the Spring Hill Suite sign and gone. The third home run of the series for Shervin Newton. And the Mets have taken a 5-1 fifth inning lead. Didn't look like he hit it all that well off the bat, but it seems like when Daytona hits the ball in the air to left, the wind dies down. Not that it's blowing hard right now, but American flag certainly blowing a little bit more than it was on the Hayden Jones drive out into the same area a couple of innings ago. And so Newton with his third home run of the year. He's probably not going to be in Port St. Lucie all that much longer as William Lugo with a little swinging bunt stays fair. Salcedo smacked it to keep it fair and then couldn't pick it up, and Lugo beats it out. Salcedo tried to be aggressive thinking he had an easy out, but ends up biting him in the leg as the Mets get an infield hit because of it. So three straight have reached against Ben Scooter to begin the inning. And now it is Carlos Dominguez. And Dominguez takes a called strike on the outside corner. It is 0-1. Dominguez has singled and struck out, and he swings over the top of a breaking ball, 0-2. Mets have hit a lot of home runs in this series. Daytona almost deadlocked with the Mets in terms of fewest home runs allowed in the league. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt gets through the legs of Salcedo, can't find it. On his way to second, Lugo, and takes a turn and holds on. So Lugo advancing to second. And now another man in scoring position with nobody out. All the runs Ben Scooter has allowed this season have been in his three outings against the Mets. Daytona's going to play St. Lucie a lot this summer. A 1-2 pitch. Up above the letters. Two balls and two strikes. Barrasierta, the first baseman, is on deck. Now the 2-2. That's a ground ball up the third baseline. Will stay wide of the chalk. And it remains two balls and two strikes. A tough road trip for Daytona, and it has not been any easier on this Sunday. Mets with two runs in, have a 5-1 lead in the fifth, still nobody out. Now there is, as Ben Scooter gets Dominguez to swing through a high fastball. One away in the fifth inning. And now Raul Barrasierta. Barrasierta singled and has grounded out to short, 1-for-2. In the ball game today. Righty deals. And the first pitch ruled a bit high above the letters. Count 1-1 and no strikes. Look towards second for the righty. Now the 1-0. This one off the hands. Over the roof of the stadium and out. It is 1-1. Tortugas and Mets will meet again At the tail end of May into June, is this one in the dirt? Throw down to third by Salcedo is late. And advancing to third on another wild pitch is Lugo. And the count now 2-1 on Barrasierta. Mets looking for a third run in the inning, and now Daytona will bring the infield in all around. Two-one pitch, and Barrasierta, a little dribbler towards short. Steiger, tough play, side of the mound, able to throw him out. Tough play by Steiger on that soft ground ball. Charged all the way in, was already playing in with the man at third and nobody out. Or rather, one out, excuse me. But still a nice play by Gus to get Barrasierta by plenty. So two away now. And now De Los Santos 0 for 2. Chases that slider in the dirt. It is 0-1. De Los Santos has lined to third, grounded out to third. So Daytona returns here at the beginning of June. They host the Mets starting the week of July 4th as De Los Santos goes to a knee to try and make contact. Could not, 0-2. Daytona returns here in the beginning of August. And that would be the final time they meet this season. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Got him to end the inning. 83 down and away. And Ben Scooter picks up his third strikeout of the night. But the Mets add two more runs by Shervin Newton to the sixth. Mets making a call to the bullpen. They have a 5-1 lead here in Port St. Lucie.
Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drinks special starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Ruben Ibarra to lead off in the sixth. Mets making a call to the bullpen here. And the first pitch to Ibarra is a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Dan Goggin, minor league rehabber, on for his second appearance in the series. The after swing through a changeup down. It is 0-2. Ibarra has flied out and walked today, 0-1. Ibarra, Jones, O'Brien. O'Gwynn, excuse me, the three due up as that pitch outside 1-2. Action in Daytona's right field bullpen. Luis May up and throwing. 1-2 pitch. And Ibarra watches that bounce in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Goggin standing at 6'1", 216 pounds. Will turn 25 in June out of Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. 17th round pick of the Mets in 2019 as that one In the dirt off home plate, 3-2. Goggin appeared out of the bullpen in this series. That was on Tuesday night, the opener. And that one down and away, ball four. So Ibarra has reached on a leadoff walk. Second time in the last three frames in which Daytona has earned one. And now Hayden Jones. Jones, fly ball to left and struck out 0 for 2 today. Goggin on Tuesday night gave up a run on one hit. Walked one, no strikeouts. As that one misses up and away, 1-0. Goggin last year made one appearance in St. Lucie. Two in Brooklyn at High A. 8 with Double A Binghamton. As Jones swings and taps it behind the dish, it's one ball and one strike. Goggin last year a 7.66 ERA over 11 appearances. But that outing on Tuesday, his first since June the 25th of last year. 1-1. And Jones grabs a piece. Count one on the FSL here on this Sunday as we near the 2 o'clock hour in the East. Dizzy slate of games on this Sunday. 1-2. And Jones takes high above the letters 2-2. Tampa and Lakeland playing a doubleheader that started at 11 a.m. today. They've been rained out the last 2 days at George M. Steinbrenner Field. 2-2 pitch. Down by the shoe tops, a full count. Daytona trying to put the first two men aboard against the Mets bullpen in the sixth. Jamal O'Quinn, left fielder, is on deck. Three, two, and Jones skips one past the first base coach's box. It'll remain a full count. Tampa took game one of that doubleheader in 7 innings, 3-2. Anthony Garcia, solo home run, is sixth of the year. The payoff pitch, and Jones sends it over the netting and towards the concourse. So once again, we'll battle at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lakeland getting the fourth home run of the year from Jose De La Cruz. Two-run blast, the payoff pitch once more. Another high fly, and Lugo gives a chase for a moment. That one on to the canopy atop the Budweiser bullpen, rather the Budweiser Terrace here in Port St. Lucie. Jackson Job, one of the top picks in last year's draft, made the start for Lakeland, gave up 2 runs in 3 innings. Another 3-2, and Jones takes low, ball four. So Jones works himself a walk, and back-to-back free passes has put Daytona. And the Mets have challenged, and they successfully challenge at home plate for a while, expecting a potential challenge. And it wasn't until he walked about halfway up the line that the Mets actually did challenge. So the Mets now 2 of 3 on their challenges today, and Jones has struck out for the first out in the sixth inning. The first pitch to O'Gwynn, fouled back 0-1. O'Gwynn has struck out and walked. This one hit on the ground at third. Lugo fields on to second for one. Back to first, double play, inning over. 5-4-3 double play. And we mentioned Daytona had earned leadoff walks in 2 of the last 3 innings. They've now hit into inning-ending double plays in 2 of the last 3 frames as well. No runs, no hits, nobody left on the double play at the end of 5.5. Still 5-1 St. Lucie on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jack, your craft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the bottom of the sixth inning, 8-9, and one due up for the Mets as the Tortugas make their second call to the bullpen tonight. And the first pitch from Luis May misses inside. It is 1-0. Rivera via Vicencio and Ramirez, the 3 due up in the inning. Rivera 0-for-1 with a walk and a run score. 1-0 from Luis is low. 2 balls and no strikes. May standing at 6'3", 219 pounds, will turn 21 in June. Out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. 2-0 pitch, and Rivera swings away and fouls it back. Elevated fastball. It is 2-1. Numbers for May so far this young season, making his 7th appearance, 1-1. An 11.81 ERA, but that largely from one bad outing. As he bounces the slider, it's 3-1. May, 9 hits in 5 and a third innings, 5 walks, 9 strikeouts. A 409 opponent batting average. Second appearance in the series for Luis. Did real well in his first outing. Is that one up and in? And that is ball 4. Rivera has to take his helmet off to gather himself. And last pitcher you want to see have a ball thrown up and in is Luis May. There is no harder thrower. Still slowly walking to first base. Last pitch from May. Hasn't populated yet. 95.5 miles an hour. Right by the ear of Rivera. As Villavicencio attacks the first pitch and fouls it into the glove of Salcedo. It is 0-1. Villavicencio has walked and grounded out, scored a run tonight. The 0-1. Just won a ground ball back up the middle. Oh, off the heel of the glove of the second baseman, Almonte, and rolls into left center field. Advancing to third is Rivera. And Ibarra astutely able to get over and cover second to prevent Villavicencio from grabbing an extra base. It was almost a great play by Almonte to his right. Tried to backhand that ball to start a potential double play or at least get the force at second. But once that ball hit off his heel, it was an easy opportunity for Rivera to take third. And so the Mets have runners at the corners and nobody out. And now back to the top of the order in Alex Ramirez. Mets have put the first two base runners of the inning on in 3 of the last 4 innings now. And Ramirez, a chopper towards third, going to be tough to turn to. On his second for one. Relay to first, not in time. It's an RBI fielder's choice for Alex Ramirez, his 4th RBI of the game. For Ramirez, his 10th RBI of the year, and the Mets have a 6-1 advantage. That ball just chopped too high and too slow for Daytona to potentially turn 2, especially with Ramirez's hustle out of the box. So one in, one on, one out. And now the left fielder Stanley Consuegra has reached all three times today. A double, a single, and a walk. And this one hit in the air to right. Over to his right is Hendrick. He'll make the play over his shoulder for the second out. For Shervin, Newton has singled and clubbed a two-run homer his last time. To close out that look around the FSL today, we mentioned game one between Tampa and Lakeland. Game two right now, top of the second. Lakeland a 3-0 lead. Paul Richon making a rehab start for Lakeland. Josue Panacqual getting the start for Tampa as May's slider goes through the legs of the batter Newton. Gets away from Salcedo to his right. And another wild pitch sees Ramirez take second base. So the Mets with a man in scoring position and two down. Action in St. Lucie's left field bullpen. Once again, that is Juarez throwing. It was up there earlier in this ballgame. Dancing off of second, Ramirez, the 1-0. And May misses in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. End of seven in Palm Beach. Jupiter leading the Cardinals 1-0. Hammerheads will come to the Jack on Tuesday for the first time this year. This is a ground ball to the right of the shortstop, Steiger, a base hit. Rounding third, heading home is Ramirez. It's the third RBI of the game for Shervin Newton, his eighth RBI in this series, and it's now 7-1 Mets. Steiger was holding on the runner at second base, and Newton hit it right on the ground where Steiger would have been playing. And easily to his right for another knock. And the Mets have hung their third crooked number on the scoreboard in a half inning today. William Lugo the hitter. And May's slider misses up and in 1-0. Lugo has flied out to center, popped up to first, and reached on an infield single his last time up. One down the left field line. That's another base hit into the corner. On his way to third, Newton tried shoving the second baseman, and now they're going to throw to third, and Newton is out unless they called obstruction, and they will indeed call obstruction and give him third base and give Lugo second. Almonte was going out to cover, and Newton tried pushing him in the back out of the way. And so instead of an out, the inning will continue. I imagine they will give Lugo a double there. But this has been another tough Sunday outing for Luis May. As now there are runners at second and third. And two out in the inning. So now Dominguez one for three. This one a broken back ground ball to the left side. Triana off his glove behind him. One run is in. Here comes Lugo to the plate. He'll score. That will be an error on the third baseman Triana. And make it 9-1 Mets. And this ball game has totally self-destructed on Daytona here in the middle innings. Ruben Ibarra will come in to talk with May. Try and settle him down as Raul Barra-Cierto will be the hitter. Eighth man to bat for the Mets in the inning. They haven't put an error up on the board yet. Not there in left field. Would have to be an error, I would imagine, on that play. And now Barra-Cierto with four in, one on, two out. And the first pitch to the first baseman off the hands, out of play. It's 0-1. Barra-Cierto one for three. The 0-1. That one inside, 1-1. Wow. They really gave Dominguez a base hit there. More home cooking for the Mets with their official scoring in this series. They gave him credit for a single and then an error allowing the second run to score. And there's a strike. It is 1-2. So that means another earned run for Luis May. 3 instead of 2 here in this sixth inning. 1-2 pitch. Line drive. Base hit center field. That one only 94 on the pitch from May. And the inning continues for the Mets. 4 runs on 5 hits in this inning, and there is nobody warming up in right field to save Luis. So 2 on and 2 out. And now it is Omar De Los Santos. And that breaking ball inside 1-0. Second time in the last 4 innings in which the Mets have batted around. Ninth man to bat in the inning. And that breaking ball inside 2-0. I'm just amazed that there is nobody even doing calisthenics out down the right field line. With May up at over 20 pitches in the inning. 1-0. And this one, a broken back ground ball to short. This should end the inning. Steiger flips to second. And they'll get the force there with Almonte covering to end the frame. But the Mets have broken this game open as they score 4 runs on the strength of 5 hits and error. And 2 men left at the end of 6, 9-1 St. Lucie. All the Tortugas.
Flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the seventh inning. Gus Steiger, Andrew Salcedo, Sebastian Almonte, the 3 due up in the inning. And the first pitch of the frame to Steiger is high for ball one. Steiger has reached twice today, a walk and a single. That drove in Daytona's only run. As that pitch outside and low, 2-0. Dan Goggin out for his second inning of relief. Never got you the final line for the pitchers that have most recently departed. As that low and away 3-0. Goggin coming in for Dominic Hamill. 5 innings, a run on 2 hits, 5 walks. Struck out 6, the 3-0. And Steiger takes a called strike 3-1. 42 strikes in this one, the 3-1. And Steiger out of play to the right. It's a full count. Final line for Sam Benscooter. 2 runs on 2 hits and 2 innings, a walk and 3 Ks. This one foul to the right. And remains full on Gus. Did give up a home run. 41 pitches, 26 strikes. a couple of wild pitches, and that inkling we had about Alejo Lopez being added to the taxi squad roster for the Reds earlier today didn't even need to wait another hour or so for it to come to fruition. There's another foul ball out of the stadium. Jonathan India has been placed back on the 10-day injured list with a right hamstring injury. Payoff pitch in the dirt, ball four, and Steiger's on for the third time today. So Daytona has put the leadoff man on for the third time in four frames. And now the catcher, Andrew Salcedo. Salcedo 0 for 2 here today, 2 for 11 in this series. I believe that is Robbie Robinson out of the third base dugout. As a pullover on, orange sleeves, blue base, and he did make a call to the bullpen, a light tap of that left arm, and it'll be Juarez to face off against Salcedo with one on and nobody out in the seventh. Mets a 9-1 lead. Daytona trying to chip away on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Daniel Juarez, the new arm for the Mets, third different pitcher they've used today. He'll face off against the switch-hitting Salcedo, who will bat from the right-hand side. And the first pitch, a ground ball to short, could be two. On a second for one, back to first, the third double play induced by Mets pitching in the last four innings. Three times Daytona has put the leadoff man on with a walk, and all three of those innings there has been a double play. It has just been that kind of run for Daytona on the road this year. And it is just very bizarre, the splits to start between home and road as Sebastian Almonte hits a laser beam. And, of course, the third baseman Lugo to his left stretches his glove out, makes the catch, and ends the inning. Daytona can't buy a hit regardless of how hard they hit the ball or where they put it. It has just been that kind of run away from the Jack. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Mets lead at 9-1 here in Port St. Lucie.
In Daytona Beach, then a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign, will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Thank you.
Luis May out for his second inning of work out of the bullpen, as he'll face off against 8-9-1 in the Mets order. Mets a 9-1 lead here on this Sunday. As we head to the bottom of the seventh, Rivera walked against May to lead off last inning, and he gets him to swing through a fastball away at 95. It's 0-1. Rivera, a couple walks and runs scored. He's also grounded out to third. The 0-1. And that fastball down and away at 96. It is 1-1. Take a look around the Reds affiliates here on this Sunday, as that pitch up and in, 2-1. Reds, as we were telling you before the commercial break, is a slider strike, 2-2. Jonathan India had missed yesterday's game. Was not in the lineup again today. Placed back on the IL. Alejo Lopez recalled from the taxi squad as Rivera fouls it off the catcher Salcedo, and he's shaken up. Rivera quickly over to check on his counterpart in the gray uniform. Salcedo will stick in there, and it'll stay 2-2 on the Mets catcher. Home plate umpire asking if he's all right as well. And so the Reds will be without India for another week. Retroactive to yesterday, as May gets him on the slider. Good bounce back to start the seventh inning for Luis. First strikeout tonight for the 20-year-old. And now it's the second baseman, Kevin Villavicencio. 1-for-2 as walked and singled. He's also scored a run and grounded out to the pitcher. Righty's first pitch. And a good slider. And Villavicencio leaning 0-1. Reds are in Colorado to take on the Rockies. That game will start in about an hour. The 0-1. On the inside corner, another slider, 0-2. Ray Ver San Martin, Tortuga alumni, will get the start for the Reds today. Nick Senzel, Mark Colesberry in the lineup. Is this a soft ground ball to third? Triana tries making the play on the short hop on the forehand, and it glances off the heel of his glove, and Villavicencio is safe at first base. So the Mets pick up an infield hit, and Villavicencio is on with one away in the seventh, 14th hit in this game for St. Lucie. So now it's Alex Ramirez, and May's first pitch, a slider in at 81. It is 0-1. Ramirez 1-for-4. Gave the Mets the lead back in the third on a 3-run homer. Mentioned Colesberry and Senzel being in the lineup alongside San Martin, as Ramirez lunging at a slider. It's been May's best pitch in this second inning of relief. It's 0-2. Matt Reynolds, a former St. Lucie Met, batting eighth and playing second base for the Reds today in Coors, the 0-2. And Ramirez fouls it off. Looked like it grabbed a piece of the home plate umpire this time. We've seen Salcedo been shaken up. We've seen the home plate ump Caleb Martin been shaken up in this inning. Daytona has action out in right field. Looks to be Franger Aaron Gurren. He comes in, would be his first outing with Daytona this season, as Ramirez again fooled on the slider for strike three. May has thrown a multitude of slide pieces in this seventh inning, and it has been fruitful for him. And now it's Stanley Consuegra. The development of that slider is going to be so vital to May's development, and I really think it has come a long way. As that pitch outside, 1-0 to Consuegra. It's doubled, singled, and walked. It's also scored a run and flied out to right. Just just needs to find ways, as do all young pitchers, as that slider misses low. It is 2-0. Just a matter of finding ways to consistently throw it from the same arm slot and get the same kind of break, as this one fouled back in our direction and will actually land just before Kyle Freeland will start for the Rockies tonight against the Reds. Runner leads off of first. Ibarra not holding him on. The 2-1. Another slider, another Mets hitter. Dipping that front shoulder, it is 2-2. And that's the other part with May, a young pitcher, 20 years old. Going to have these volatile outings, especially for a guy without a ton of innings pitched in his career. Check swing on another slider. Did not go, says the umpires. It's a full count. But that's why Daytona threw him out there for a second inning here today. Have him battle through those bad times as that slider missing inside. Salcedo couldn't hold it and doesn't get far enough behind him for any further advance as Consuegra collects a walk. Cookie Dawkins out of the first base dugout. And with May up over 40 pitches, he's going to make the call to the bullpen. There with two on and two out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ranger Aaron Gurren going to come on for his first outing of the season with Daytona. Mets have two on, two out in the seventh. They lead 9-1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drinks special starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the Sick Ascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Ranger Aaron Gurren on in relief here with two on and two out in the seventh. The Mets a 9-1 lead. Aaron Gurren made three appearances with High A Dayton before joining the Tortugas roster earlier in the week. And the first pitch of his outing on the outside corner to Newton. It's 0-1. Newton 3-for-4, a couple singles, a home run. Has scored twice and driven in three. Aaron Gurren from the first base side, a cross step towards third. And that pitch outside, 1-1. Aaron Gurren, 6 feet tall, 218 pounds, 25 years old from Santa Cruz in Aragua, Venezuela. Signed by the Reds back in 2017. DeVicencio singled, he's at second. Consuegra walked at first as Newton swings over the top of a breaking ball, 1-2. Aaron Gurren, a 3-0 record with Dayton in those three outings. Did not allow a run. Six hits, four walks, two Ks. The 1-2 pitch. Newton with a high pop-up left-hand side. Triana blocking his eyes with his glove to shade himself from the over by his left shoulder to end the inning. So the Mets get a base hit and a walk, but can't do anything with it as Aaron Gurren and May combine to leave them stranded. We head to the eighth, 9-1 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the lineup, set to bat for Daytona in the eighth. Daniel Juarez back on out of the bullpen. Threw just two pitches to get three outs to end that top half of the seventh inning. Got a double play and then a line out. As Hendrick takes outside for ball one. Austin 0 for 3 today. Couple strikeouts. And Hendrick takes a called strike. It is 1-1. Hendrick, Allen, Triana, the three set to bat. Juarez from the third base side of the hill. And Hendrick tried waiting back on the elevated breaking ball. Couldn't. And it's 1-2. Juarez making his sixth appearance of the season, 1-0, a spotless ERA as Hendrick takes low 2-2. Juarez one save, six hits and 8 2/3 innings, three walks, 15 strikeouts, a 2.07 opponent average, the 2-2. On the outside corner, got him looking, strike three. Hendrick staying in there, electing not to challenge. And so Daytona retired, first out of the eighth inning. First strikeout today for Juarez. Allen the second has doubled and walked. Flied out to center in between the two. Lefty comes home. And the first pitch to Allen misses high for ball one. Juarez 2 2/3 scoreless innings. On Tuesday night, one hit, a walk, and a season-high 5 strikeouts as Allen takes a strike inside corner. It's 1-1. Final line for some pitchers here today. As Allen checks his swing, did he go? No, he didn't. On appeal, says the base umpire, Watkowski, 2-1. Final line for Dan Goggin. One inning plus as Allen lines one right center field. That one's down for a base hit into the gap. Allen rounds first on his way to second. He's there. He's going to slam on the brakes at the last second as the throw-in cut off by the second baseman, Via Vicencio. Fourth double of the year for Jay. His second of the game, his third in the last two. And Daytona with a man in scoring position and one out. So Allen continues his stellar return home to his hometown county in St. Lucie County. As now it is Michelle Triana. And the first pitch to him, a called strike 0-1. 99.7. The exit velocity on that two-bagger. Brianna takes that one in the dirt, 1-1. Goggin, as we said, one inning plus, no runs, no hits, two walks, a strikeout. 25 pitches and 13 strikes. The 1-1. And Triana pulls his head out. Fastball down, it's 1-2. Luis May somehow credited with 4 earned runs. As Allen going on the pitch, fouled back. Not sure how that's possible with the 2-out error by Triana in that 6th inning. But the official line for Luis, 4 runs all earned on 6 hits in an inning and 2/3. 2 walks, 2 Ks as Triana golfs one in the air to left. Back into his right, Newton. In is the left fielder, Consuegra. And he'll make the catch for the 2nd out. Lost his hat coming in on that ball. So a man in scoring position, 2 down for Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra 0-for-1, a couple of walks and a fly ball to center. May, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, 41 pitches, 25 strikes tonight. Juarez sets with a cross step towards first. The lefty fires. And that pitch misses outside for ball one. Brendan Hardy has picked up a baseball and starting to throw out at left for St. Lucie. Aaron Guerin will get the ball for Daytona once more in the 8th. As Ibarra takes side 2-0. Continuing that look around the Reds affiliates, AAA Louisville. Top of the 5th inning on the road against the Columbus Clippers, Guardians affiliate. Louisville a 4-3 lead. Graham Ashcraft getting the start for Louisville today. He's given up 1 earned out of the 3 allowed. That inside 3-0. Over 4 innings, hasn't struck anyone out. Lorenzo Cedrola, Albert Almora Jr., Chris Oki, the Daytona alumni in the order. 3-0 to Ruben. And that one on the outside corner. At 88, it is 3-1. Man, it's 2nd, 2 out, top of the 8th. Mets in front by 8. Infield shifted to the pull side, the 3-1. And Ibarra, a hard ground ball up the middle and to the left of the Allen rounds 3rd. He will score standing up. It's an RBI base hit for Ruben Ibarra. He's on base for the 3rd time today. Ruben's 7th RBI of the year, and it's now 9-2. Inning will continue for Hayden Jones at the first earned run, first run allowed by Juarez this season. Jones 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts and a fly ball to deep left as that breaking ball skips past the catcher Rivera. And advancing to 2nd on the wild pitch goes Ibarra. Double A Chattanooga at home against the Tennessee Smokies. That game just underway, bottom one, no score. As Jones tips it into the glove of Rivera, 1-1. Eduardo Salazar making the start for Chattanooga today. Matt McClain, Reds' first-round pick from last year, batting 3rd at short. The 1-1. And that one sails high. Out of his crouch to get it, Rivera 2-1. No Daytona alumni in the Double-A lineup today. Only other game is high A ball. Dayton on the road against Fort Wayne, Padres affiliate. There's a swing and a miss, 2-2. Hayden's dad, Ken, a former Padres farmhand. Dayton, a 4-0 lead in the top of the 6th inning. Andrew Abbott has continued his marvelous start to the year. The 2-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. Juarez picks up the strikeout to retire the side, his 2nd K of the night. But Abbott today, two hits over 5 shutout innings. 8 more strikeouts for the Daytona alum. Tortugas get a run back on 2 hits. We head to the bottom of the 8th, 9-2 Mets.
All new
and now open in Tomoka. Play and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Ranger Aaron Gurren out for his first full inning of relief. Came on to get the last out in the seventh. Take on the heart of this Mets order, Lugo, Dominguez, and Berra Sierta. The Mets a 9-2 lead, looking to take 5 of 6 in this series after Daytona took 5 of 6 last week against Bradenton. This is a soft ground ball to third, waiting on the hop, Triana. Low throw and a beautiful backhanded pick by Ibarra. Registers the first out of the eighth inning. One pitch, one out, and now it is Carlos Dominguez. Dominguez, 2 for 4, at the third baseman, Ibarra, who makes the play for the out. Another nice play on a short line drive over towards Michel. So 2 pitches, 2 outs for Aaron Gurren in the eighth. And now the first baseman, Raul Berra Sierta. Had a 3-hit game last night, 2 for 4 today. Couple of singles as Aaron Gurren misses outside and low, 1-0. Daytona in the ninth will have O'Gwynn, Steiger, and Salcedo. The three due up. A 1-0. And Berra Sierta steps in the bucket on that changeup down and in. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Ortugas will return home after the off day tomorrow as Berra Sierta out of play right field side. 1-2 now. Open up that series against Jupiter. Marlins affiliate, Taco Tuesday, Shell Yeah Cookout. 1-2 pitch, and this little chopper towards short, charging in Steiger, and he'll make the play on to Ibarra to end the inning. So the Mets go in order as Aaron Gurren retires the side on just 6 pitches. Can Daytona score a touchdown? They'll need that to keep this game going. They trail 9-2 going to the ninth.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Yeah. Brendan Hardy on for the ninth for the Mets as they hold a 9-2 lead. Hardy standing at 6'4", 202 pounds. 22 years old from Gulfport, Mississippi. Mets 31st round pick back in 2018. They'll face off against 6, 7, and 8 in the Daytona lineup. Hardy, his sixth appearance, no record, a 1.23 ERA, one save, three hits in seven and a third innings, four walks, 16 strikeouts, the opponent average of 1.20. The six batters retired them all against Daytona on Thursday night. Two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, and three strikeouts in that ball game. Jamal O'Gwin will be the first man to face him today. Jamal 0 for 2 with a walk, has struck out and grounded to third. Hardy from the first base side of the mound. The overhead windup in the first pitch is skied to the right. And out of play, 0-1. Final line for Daniel Juarez. Two innings, a run on two hits. No walks, two strikeouts. 26 pitches and 16 strikes. The 0-1. And O'Gwin takes up and in. It is one ball and one strike. It'll be an action-packed homestand in Daytona. Tuesday, Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, the 1-1. Breaking ball low, 2-1. Taco Tuesday at the Contenders Night. Our 60 and older fan club, Shell Yeah Cookout. Bases loaded menu for an add-on down the first base line for 90 minutes after gates open as O'Gwin drives one left center field to his right, Ramirez. And on the run makes the backhanded grab for the first out. Bottom of the 2 o'clock hour in the East, Daytona down to their final two outs today as Gus Steiger will step in. He's reached base all three times, a couple of walks and an RBI single. Wednesday, May the 4th be with you, or really should be May the food be with you. For our Marco's Pizza Belly Buster Wednesday, all you can eat hamburgers, hot dogs, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Steiger takes a strike. It is 0-1. $14 add-on, or ticket starting at $14, I should say, for that game on Wednesday, as there's a strike 0-2. Thursday, celebrate Cinco de Mayo with the Thirsty Thursday presented by Bud Light. Morgan McManus with live music on the Riverwalk. The 0-2. And that fastball below the knees, it's a ball and two strikes. Friday, it'll be a full day of activities. Our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year, teacher appreciation night, live music, West Volusia night, and then our first Friday firework series as Steiger rips one to center. Back into his right, Ramirez. And Steiger hit that one too well as it hangs up for Alex to record the second out. And Daytona down to their final out of the night. So base is empty, two down for Andrew Salcedo. 0 for 3 with a couple of ground balls and a strikeout. Saturday we've got City of DeLand night, and then Sunday, Sheldon's Family Fun Night. Kids run the bases presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream. As the first pitch to the 19-year-old is a check swing, a foul ball. It hit off the leg of the, or thought it off the catcher for Daytona, hit off the catcher for St. Lucie. And one of the Mets trainers, Kiyoshi Tada, will run out to take a look. Robbie Robinson out there as well. But it looks like Rivera moving around all K. Tapping the chest of his trainer. Maybe now we'll be looking at the wrist of Rivera. They got all that going on Sunday. Next Sunday, a week from today. And then the addition to those two normal promotions on Sunday. We'll have a Mother's Day celebration as well to celebrate the big day, and we're going to do it up big, as only the Tortugas can. As the 1-0 coming to Andrew. Foul tip, and this one grazes a piece of Rivera. He's trying to shake it off. And it's one ball and one strike. We'll have Mama's Porch Rocker drink specials at the beer stands and concession stands. Flower giveaways throughout the game. We'll have raffles going on throughout the game. Will be announced in between innings for cool prizes. And, of course, a catch on the field before the game. And, as we said, kids run the bases after the game. The 1-1. And Salcedo takes a strike at the knees. Rather, that was the 1-2, I should say. And that's the final strike of the ball game as the Mets win it by a final of 9-2. A forgettable series for Daytona on the road, but they head back to the Jack. Start up another homestand on Tuesday, where Daytona is 6-3 through 9 games this year. Another tough one today in the visiting ballpark. Mets win it 9-2. Back with more after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront, open to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return at Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday Firework Extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Another tough one away from the Jack for Daytona as the Mets and crooked numbers in the third, fifth, and sixth and dance their way to a 9-2 win in this series finale. Justin Rock back with you here from Clover Park in Port St. Lucie. The Mets with the win improved to a league best 14-7. Daytona with the loss dropping to 9-12 on the year. As we take you back through the game that was here today, scoreless game going to the bottom of the third inning. Jose Franco, the starter for Daytona. Dominic Hamill getting the ball for the Mets. And the start of that third inning, it was quite bumpy for Daytona in the field. Jose Rivera led off the inning with a full count and then walked. Kevin Villavicencio drew a full count and walked as well. And then on the very first pitch to Alex Ramirez, he hit a three-run home run out beyond the Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left to give the Mets a 3-0 lead. St. Lucie would get three more hits in the inning, sent nine to the plate, but would not score. And it was a 3-0 contest going to the fourth inning. Daytona would get on the board in the top of the fourth. Michelle Triana led off the inning with a walk. Ruben Ibarra did the same after Hayden Jones struck out. Jamal Steiger hit a ground ball up the middle, deflected by the pitcher Dominic Hamill. Everyone was safe. An RBI base hit for Gus made it 3-1. But Andrew Salcedo grounded into an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. In the fifth, the Mets would add on once more thanks to a leadoff walk. Stanley Consuegra earned a 5-pitch free pass against Sam Benscooter to start that inning. And then on a 3-2 pitch, Shervin Newton just barely got it out beyond the Spring Hill Suite signage in left field. His third home run of the series gave the Mets a 5-1 lead. In the sixth, they would put the finishing touches on their route as Jose Rivera led off with a walk. Kevin Villavicencio singled up the middle. That put runners at first and third. A fielder's choice off the bat of Alex Ramirez recorded the first out. And a run scored, made it 6-1. Then Stanley Consuegra flied out to right. A wild pitch would allow Ramirez to advance to second base. Then Shervin Newton singled him home, made it a 7-1 game. William Lugo then doubled to left. And then Carlos Dominguez reached on an infield single. Newton scored. Lugo came home on the subsequent error that was ruled on Triana, as the ball kicked behind him as it glanced off the edge of his mitt. That made it a 9-1 game. Again, the Mets would send nine men to the plate in the inning and have a 9-1 lead in the eighth. Daytona would pull a run closer as Jay Allen II had a one-out double, his second two-bagger of the day. And then with two out, Ruben Ibarra with an RBI single up the middle made it 9-2. And that's how this one came to a close here on the road. Winning pitcher today for the Mets, Dominic Hamill. The first win of his professional career. Five innings, one run, two hits, five walks, six strikeouts. Jose Franco, his first loss of three runs on six hits in three innings, two walks, and two strikeouts. Final line scored, Daytona, two runs, four hits, no errors. They left six. Mets, nine runs, 14 hits, no errors. They left nine. Final time of game today, 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of a crowd of 538. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here on this Sunday. Across the FSL, Lakeland and Tampa playing a doubleheader. Tampa winning game one 3-2. They trail Lakeland 3-0 in the sixth. In game two, Jupiter beats Palm Beach 1-0. They're back over 500 at 11-10 before they come to Daytona Beach next week. Bottom of the 10th in Bradenton, Marauders and Blue Jays. Dunedin tied up at four apiece. Bradenton does have two on and one out in the inning. And the only other game, bottom five in Fort Myers. Clearwater a 4-0 lead on the Mighty Muscles. Sonny Gray getting a rehab start for the Muscles today. Three shutout innings, one hit, no walks, five strikeouts. Jordan Belizavic has followed behind him on rehab. He's given up four runs. Andrew Painter, the first-round pick for the Phillies, threw four shutout innings with six Ks for the Threshers. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard, Reds haven't started yet. They'll be in Colorado to wrap up their series against the Rockies. 3-10 first pitch. Ray Vare, San Martin against Kyle Freeland. San Martin, Daytona alumni. Top of the sixth, AAA Louisville leading the Columbus Clippers. Guardians affiliate 4-3. Taylor Motter, a solo home run, his second of the year. Graham Ashcraft has given up one earned over five innings. Double-A Chattanooga at home against the Tennessee Smokies. Cubs Farm Club, they trail 1-0 in the top of the third. Eduardo Salazar on the hill for the Lookouts, and they are in the top of the seventh in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Dayton Dragons against the Padres affiliate, the Tin Caps. Andrew Abbott, 6 shutout, 2-hit innings, 1 walk, 4-0 lead. Juan Martinez and Nick Quintana, each with a couple of runs batted in. Major League Baseball on this Sunday. Orioles leading the Red Sox 2-1. That game bottom of the fifth, top 6 in Tampa Bay. Twins leading the Rays 6-0. Game delayed due to rain in Pittsburgh. Pirates and Padres will be Mitch Keller against Joe Musgrove when it starts. End of 4 in Toronto. Astros and Blue Jays scoreless. Framber Valdez against Kevin Gausman. Middle of the fourth in Miami. Mariners leading the Marlins 2-0. Stetson Hatter alumni Logan Gilbert against Sandy Alcantara. End of 2 in Chicago. Angels leading the White Sox 1-0. Former Red Michael Lorenzen against Dallas Keuchel. Yankees leading the Royals 1-0. Top of the third on an Aaron Judge home run. Luis Severino against Daniel Lynch. Bottom 3 in Milwaukee. Cubs and Brewers scoreless. Marcus Stroman against Corbin Burns. Diamondbacks on top of the Cardinals 1-0. Bottom 2 in St. Louis. Zach Davies against Jordan Hicks. They're through a half in Arlington. Braves and Rangers scoreless. Kyle Muller for Atlanta. Taylor Hearn for the Rangers. Everything else has yet to begin at 4:05. Giants at home against the Nationals. Josiah Gray, former Reds prospect, against Alex Cobb. A's hosting the Guardians at 4:07. Tristan McKenzie against James Kaprielian. Dodgers at home against the Tigers at 4:10. Walker Buehler against Eduardo Rodriguez. And the Mets and Phillies from Citi Field tonight on Sunday Night Baseball at 7:08. Max Scherzer for the Mets and Zach Eflin for the Phillies. Daytona will return home where the season has been much more fruitful for them through the first 9 games in their own ballpark, a 6-3 record there. Just a 3-8 record away from the Jack so far this season. The Hammerheads 11-10 will come to town a couple games ahead of Daytona for second place in the Eastern Division. The Hammerheads have announced a rotation already. Was stunned to get a text from their media relations guru, Ryer Garden, still going on as well. But a returnee, Luis Palacios, left-hander, will get the ball for the Hammerheads in the series opener on Tuesday. Pull up the numbers for the left-hander, Palacios, in just a second. But he's expected to get the ball for Jupiter on Tuesday. 1-0, a 2.65 ERA. And if Daytona's rotation follows the same pattern it has been over the course of the first 3-plus weeks of the season, nothing official yet, so don't quote me, but if it goes according to the rotation it's been, Chase Petty should be the man to get the ball for Daytona in the series opener on Tuesday evening. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. Our coverage will begin on the radio network at 6:50 Eastern Time. We mentioned earlier the Shell Yeah Cookout, back for its second straight homestand. Log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information about that. Full bases loaded menu up along the first base side for 90 minutes after the gates open. Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Taco Tuesday, Silver Sluggers Night, action-packed day at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. To get your tickets, log on to DaytonaTortugas.com. Call 386-257-3172 or by visiting the Tortugas offices at 110 East Orange Avenue. So should be Petty, will be Palacios for Jupiter on Tuesday. Gates at 6, our coverage at 6:50, 7:05 first pitch from Daytona Beach. That'll do it for us here this afternoon as the Mets capture the series finale. They take 5 of 6 in the week-long set from Daytona by taking this one 9-2 for our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen. Our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. I'm Justin Roxink. So long from Clover Park in Port St. Lucie. The Mets win it 9-2. We hope to have you with us again on Tuesday night in Daytona Beach. But until then, have a wonderful Sunday. Enjoy your Monday, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday night. So long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.